I don't know exactly what I have done to Randy that he would place me after Frank and put me last after at the end of a long day. But I've been asked to speak on men of faith from Numbers 13 and 14. It's late. Your mind probably feels like now like the old twisted telephone cord. And you remember back when telephones had cords, I guess. And you go to reach the phone, you pull the cord, and the whole phone comes because it's all this twisted knot. It's probably the way your mind feels about now. So it's my intention tonight to be very simple. Perhaps you're probably thinking that would be true anyhow, even if I had other intentions. But these chapters, of course, give us the accounts of the spies and the reports that were given by the ten, the false reports by the ten, and the faithful reports by Joshua and Caleb, who were obviously men of faith. And I don't know if it's my engineering background, but I like simplicity. And I've come to appreciate simplicity in Christians' lives. My parents lived what I call simple but godly Christian lives. And I like simple things, and my undergraduate work was in mechanical engineering. I did very little of it. But for instance, let me give you an example of something that I really appreciate. It's a beautiful, simple design. A paper clip. Anyone ever replace it? It's easy to make. It works perfectly. It's economical. It's effective. And we use them all the time. We don't think twice about it. It's simple, but it works. This summer, I came across another thing that I was fascinated by. My wife's the artist. I was a draftsman for a while. Hated it so much I went in the military. But you may not recognize this, the medical people probably do. On the right over there is not railroad tracks, it's what we call it's a zipper. Yeah, if any of you go to rehab after a knee replacement and you see someone, they have a zipper on their knee, you know? They've been closed up with metal staples, really. So on the left you have a picture of how a cut would be actually pulled together with a metal staple. So I had that experience, and I got one that runs from here to there. And the question is, how do you get that staple out of there? You know, look at it. It's holding it together, but now, you know, you go back to the doctor's office, and if you have any kind of engineering background, you say to yourself, that's beautiful, it works, but how do they get it out of there? Because obviously if you pull straight up, you know, that's a little bit of agony. Well, they have a little tool, at least this is what I appreciate. They have a little tool, they just slide under there, and she just presses down and it makes a V. And as it makes the V, it straightens out the legs. And then they just pull the suture out and you never even feel it. Isn't the beauty of that, I mean the simplicity of that. Whoever came up with that was brilliant, you know, because it works beautifully. And I can tell you I had no pain whatsoever just by making a little V in the top and straightening out the legs. You know, faith is simple. It's not some complex formula. And it works. And it's powerful. What do we mean by faith when we talk about faith? There's a lot of confusion about faith, you know, in evangelical circles. To many, faith is a feeling or something that we kind of build up, like a dynamo, you know, if we can pump fast enough, we can build enough up, and something will happen. To many, it's believing something will happen without any basis for that belief. Maybe a person, unfortunately, is a cancer patient, and the doctors give them the sad report that there's no hope. They've tried everything. But the person says, yes, but I have enough faith that I'll beat this. Well, what basis do they have for that faith? None. You see, faith in the Bible always has a basis for what we believe. Faith, in simple terms, is believing God when He speaks. That's fairly simple. You know, it's not a complex formula. It's not a 12-step program. It doesn't take 100 pages by a PhD in psychiatry to find it and write it. It's believing God when He speaks. And let me suggest also that this belief, when we believe God when He speaks, there will always be a corresponding appropriate action. If you go through scriptures, everyone who believed, there was a corresponding appropriate action. Could we believe that Noah believed God if he didn't build the ark? Would we say that Abraham believed God but didn't offer up Isaac? Would we say that the Israelites and Joshua believed God but did more than just walk around Jericho? You see, I believe that this corresponding action is actually a product, a aspect of the very faith that we talk about. And so we believe God. And when we believe God, then, you see, faith is always in response to a report. This is critical. Faith is not blind. Faith is not just believing in anything. It's believing God's report, Isaiah said, right? Who hath believed our report? Go to John chapter 4. There's a beautiful illustration of faith. In John chapter 4, verse 46, I won't read it again for sake of time, but the Lord comes in to Cana of Galilee, and a certain nobleman approaches him regarding his son, who is sick at Capernaum, some distance away. And he approaches the Lord Jesus and asks, at the end of verse 47, for him to heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. The nobleman said to him, sir, come down before my son dies. Now look at verse 50. Jesus says to him, go your way, your son lives. There's the report. There's the message. Go your way, your son lives. So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him. Suppose the man continued to stand there and just look at the Lord Jesus and continue to plead. No, it says, and he went his way. There's the appropriate action. Associated with believing the message that the Lord gave him. When we think of men of faith, we're speaking about men who believe God and act appropriately. That's all. Joshua and Caleb believed God's report. He had said to them, I am giving you this land. And they believed that report. Now it's powerful. Think of all that was done. We know what Hebrews 11 lays out for us. What is Hebrews 11? It's an account of people who believed God when He spoke and acted accordingly. Think of it. By faith, we're told that Noah built this huge ark. Why? Because he believed God. God said judgment was coming and he should build the ark, and he believed God and there was the appropriate action. There's a lot of messages we receive from God, and thankfully those in this room, most of us, I believe them. And we act appropriately. We believe God about heaven. We believe God about hell. We believe God about judgment and forgiveness. We believe God about His Son. We believe God about the roles of men and women in the family and in the assembly. You see, men of faith believe God when He speaks regardless of what the subject is. That's key, isn't it? They believe God when He speaks regardless of what the subject is. Whether it's men and women in the family or home, whether it's heaven or hell, whether it's forgiveness or judgment, whether it's who we're to marry in the sense of unbelievers or believers, we take God at His word, and that's what men of faith should do. And if we're going to be men of faith, it's this simple. And I say to the young men, keep it simple. It's simply this. The Word of God tells you what to do. That's what we believe. And we act accordingly. Caleb and Joshua did that. They were told to possess the land. And they believed God's report. And we know the 10 spies, you see, they didn't function by faith. And there are enemies of faith, aren't there? And one of them is sight. God says something, but we see something else. And what we see becomes an enemy to our faith. We may see a young man, a Christian, marry an unsaved girl. And by the mercy of God, she gets saved and all goes well. The Word of God says not to marry an unsaved woman or man. But we see them. What will we be guided by? What we see? Or what we read in the Word of God, you see? So sight is one of the enemies of faith. Reasoning is one of the biggest enemies of faith, isn't it? Saul was told by God to destroy all the Amalekites. And even if we give him credit for his response, his reasoning was that I did what I did so that we could worship God. Is there, you know, a more positive reason for doing what he did than to worship God? God says, because you rejected the word of God, I have rejected you. And so he reasoned away, and we know the age in which we live. Many of the scriptures that we believe are particularly aimed at the New Testament assembly have been reasoned away. It's unbelievable, some of the explanations. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 or 14, where the expression is, we get the teaching and the inspired word of God that the sisters should be silent. There are those who tell us that was not part of the original manuscript, and somehow that got scribbled in the margin, and somehow that note in the margin got put into the text, and everything is reasoned away. Or, of course, that's not, we're more enlightened today and things of this nature. So we want to be careful of our reasoning, because it's an enemy of faith. And then feeling. We heard something about discipline in the assembly. And how many times has the Word of God given us clear instruction regarding discipline, but the people feel this way? You know, the Word of God says in specific case, they should be disciplined. And as our brother has properly told us, with the ultimate goal of restoration. And perhaps the assembly goes through the process of administering properly discipline, but there are those who say, we have to be loving. And they fail to see that discipline is love. And they go by feelings. And the whole thing falls apart and is mishandled. And there is never a restoration. Because we go by feelings. You know, Joshua and Caleb, when you really come down to it, when you listen to their report, what is it? God has said. There it is. God has said He's giving us this land. And we believe Him. Therefore, let's go take it. And so we, in the age in which we live, need to be men of faith. In simplicity. Not sophisticated. Not difficult. God says it. And there's a little saying, you know, God says it, I believe it, that settles it. Well, my belief doesn't settle the Word of God. But when God says it, you see, if we're men of faith, that's what we believe. And that belief will always result in the appropriate action. There's been a saying for many years coming out of the Reformation. We're saved by faith alone, but saving faith will never be alone. It's true. It is our belief in the report concerning God's Son and the finished work of Calvary that saves. But that belief brings about appropriate action, doesn't it? Ephesians 2:10 tells us what that would be. So as we think of these two men, let's think in simple terms. They were men who took God at His word. And that's what they did. Let's just close in prayer. Gracious God and Father, tonight we have been reminded throughout this week of how blessed we are. Like David, we could ask, who am I and who are my people? We have no claims. We have no merits. As the apostle would say, we are what we are by the grace of God. And we just would ask of Thee that You would reveal more of Your Son, and of those blessings that are ours in Him in heavenly places. And that we in turn would be those who are occupied with heavenly things and eternal things. And that we would be known and marked as those who are men of faith, who take Your word for what it says, who believe it, and act accordingly. We commend our night to Thee. We pray for a good night's rest, that we would be refreshed tomorrow to hear more from Thy Word. We thank You for the ministry that we've received. Thank You that it has spoken to each of our hearts in a way that ministers to each of us individually. We thank You above all for Your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amazingly true that the eternal Son of God would be the man of Calvary. Help us to love Him more, to be conformed more to His image. And so we commit all to Thee, giving Thee thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.